Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Good morning to you. Happy Friday. Welcome back, baseball. It took way too long, but you're back, and I'm excited that you're back, and I'm excited that we have two whole games. Well, one and a half games, but they both count. They are now in the books, which means we're off and running. This was a major hurdle. I kept telling myself, I kept saying it on the air, if we can just get to the start of the season, if they can navigate everything that's required, all the extras, all the distractions, all the testing, all the abnormalities that I hope we never have to deal with again. If they can just get to the start line, I will feel relieved, like they're in really good shape. And they've done it. To me, they've gotten over the largest hurdles. And now it's about sticking to the routine, staying responsible, being safe. And of course, going out there and treating the baseball season like it's a sprint. Because it is no longer a marathon. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. If you ask Mike Tyson, he is both a marathoner and a sprinter. And that's the kind of conditioning he's going to take into his next fight at 54 years old. But we'll get to that coming up a little bit later on. Welcome back to the Boys of Summer. It's After Hours, CBS Sports Radio. We're live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. Do you need to know what it takes for a home loan to fit your budget and your family? Rocket can. So it wasn't a full game. It wasn't a full 7, 8, potentially 9-inning pitching performance from one Gerrit Cole. It was an empty stadium on the road against the World Series champions, but you wouldn't have known from Gerrit himself because he was over the moon excited. And of course, there was that very first milestone strikeout as a Yankee.
So it'll be a 1-2 to Kendrick. And Gerrit Cole deals slider strike 3 on the outside corner to wrap up the first inning.
I was so excited. I was walking through the clubhouse before, and I saw like a bunch of guys in Yankees uniforms, like, and I don't know, it just hit me that this was for real.
It is absolutely for real, even if the game only went 5 innings. Gerrit Cole went through all 5. He allowed just one run on an Adam Eaton home run. It was classic. We'll let you hear the call on the Nationals radio network in a second. But that one run is the only hit. He did put a base runner on by virtue of the walk, struck out 5 through his 75 pitches. Max Scherzer, he was a little bit wilder, a little bit more black and white. So 11 strikeouts, and he's got those nasty out pitches. But at the same time, he also gave up a bunch of runs. And it was interesting to see the new look Giancarlo Stanton. I am telling you right now, Stanton has done yoga in these 4 months since baseball was in hibernation.
It'll be a 1-1 to Stanton. And the pitch is swung on and hit high in the air to left center. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. Away back in the left center field seats. A Stantonian home run. Giancarlo, no si può stopparlo. Oh, what a shot by Stanton. It's a 2-run dinger, and the Yankees immediately take a 2-0 lead. And Scherzer's pitch is swung on and lined down the right field line. It is a base hit. 1 run scores. The throw comes in. They hold the runners. So Stanton comes through again. He takes a pitch away and goes with it and lines a base hit to right field. And the Yankees take a 4-1 lead.
John Sterling, midseason form on the Yankees radio network. Susan Waldman tried to interject a word there, but it was the wrong timing. They were actually at Yankee Stadium in the Bronx, not at the Nationals Park in Washington, D.C. So just, it's par for the course in 2020, and yet you can hear the fake crowd noise over the broadcast. It actually freaked me out. So I was watching on TV the first game, and then I listened to most of Giants-Dodgers on the radio, and it's weird. Your brain knows there are no fans in the stands, but if you are only listening on the radio, I mean, it's impossible to forget what's going on in our world in 2020. But if you're only listening on the radio and you squeeze your eyes together really tight, you might for a second believe that somehow the fans filed in and took their seats and it's all back to normal again.
Now the pitch. Swing by Eaton and a drive to deep right field. Judge going back, way back, looking up, going, gone, goodbye. Adam Eaton cuts the Yankees' lead in half. An outstanding at bat and a long home run over the big 14-foot, 8-inch wall in right center field. That one landing on top of the FH fur tarp covering section 141. Adam Eaton's first home run of the year and the first for the Nationals. It's New York 2 and Washington 1. Bang! Zoom goes Eaton.
Dave, are we absolutely sure that is an Adam Eaton home run from opening night 2020? Or is it possible that Eaton home run was from July of 2019? Are we sure? Because I don't think you can tell the difference on the radio.
That crowd noise could be from a game from 2018 or 19 or whatever you want it to be.
Isn't that crazy?
I think so.
It's fake. We know there are no fans there. In fact, you know who's sitting in the stands? The players. They've set up these big cooling tents, or at least they did in D.C. Huge fans. There are guys hanging out in these. I mean, they've put up these big plastic tents, and theoretically they encase you enough so that you actually can get the A.C. flowing in there. I mean, you wouldn't know it by listening on the radio. Like I said, it freaked me out. I didn't like it at all. It's weird on TV, but it's more muted on TV. I'm not really sure why the quality is different. Now, certainly when you can't see, your other senses are heightened. We know that to be the case. But when I was listening on the radio, driving in and you know, kind of processing Charlie Steiner, Rick Monday, the Dodgers against the Giants, I just kept thinking, No, we all know there are no fans in the stands. Why does it sound like there are fans in the stands? I didn't like it. I didn't like it at all. As if baseball would like me to forget for a second everything that's happened and the reason why we're just starting the season in late July. I can't do it. And it threw me off. So TV, it wasn't terrible. I don't mind the PA announcements. I don't mind the walk-up music, because that's authentic. That's part of the process. But no people in the stands, and somehow crowd noise, it doesn't work. Like I had said in my CBS Sports Minute, and I've said throughout the show, but really it only took me a couple innings to really feel strongly about it. It's not a genuine, authentic experience. This is unprecedented. It's unique in 2020, and I know some people use sports as an escape, so maybe you would prefer it be as close to normal as possible, even if it is contrived, even if it's not genuine. I'm confident now that I would prefer them to just leave it without the fake crowd noise, because even though I can hear it, I already know that 2020 will never be like anything else that we'll see in sports. And I would rather just experience it in its rawness, in its awkwardness, in its silence, if that's what it takes. I would get adjusted to it. I did when I was watching summer camp, even though they were kind of tinkering around with the video game noise there. But watching it and then listening to it even more so, it threw me. I felt like it was it was a facade on the front of a house. You know, they build those TV sets or movie sets, and all it really is the front of a house, but it's not real. and you could knock it over. There's no house behind it. Yeah, it felt fake, very fake. So I wasn't into it, but I was into the baseball. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. Now, the guys on the field can hear the fake crowd noise. I don't think it's nearly as loud. We talked to Michael Duarte, who was inside Dodger Stadium for the game, and he said, you know, he was experiencing it there on site, and that when you're in the stadium, it's not nearly as loud as what it would be on TV or even more so on radio. And Aaron Judge seemed to echo that because it wasn't the same for him.
It felt odd. No, it definitely felt odd. It was good to have some real baseball back, but it was definitely odd with the introductions. Strange with, you know, a team that's celebrating a, you know, World Series championship and, you know, none of their fans were there to celebrate with them. You know, that was a little different.
That was a little different for sure. Now, speaking of the World Series champions and being able to celebrate and kind of get on the field, and they weren't even able to really focus on that because in the hours before they took the field against the Yankees, they found out that one of their young superstars, Juan Soto, had tested positive for COVID-19. And even though they did some rapid testing right after that initial positive and the subsequent tests were negative, and, you know, there was talk about whether or not this was a false positive and was it a mistake, baseball cannot budge on this. You have to err on the side of caution. And baseball set up these protocols, set up these guidelines, set up these rules, essentially. And it doesn't matter who it is. It doesn't matter what day it is. They've got to stick to these guidelines. They can't make exceptions for anyone, for any team. And so even if it was, let's say, worst case scenario for Juan, it was a false positive. He doesn't actually have the virus. You'd rather have him miss this game, maybe Friday's, or I think they don't play till Saturday again. Maybe Saturday's game. And then get the two negative tests that he needs and get back on the field. Then err on the other side and he ends up passing it to people. And all of a sudden you have the nightmare scenario, worst case, where the team itself has to quarantine. Maybe it's a couple weeks and then there goes the season. So I understand why baseball is doing it this way. MLS has done the same thing. Golf, the same thing. They are slamming the door when it comes to a player who tests positive, even if there are a bunch of negative tests around it, even if he has no idea where he got it. Joey Gallo would tell you that same story. He was so frustrated during summer camp and wanting to be with his teammates because he had negative tests around this one positive test and couldn't figure out how he would have gotten the virus. And he was really upset. But he got back with his teammates quickly because the tests after that were negative. And I would assume if Soto is in fact negative and doesn't have the virus, then that would be the same case. He has to pass two more tests or they have to come back negative before he can be with the team again. But they've got to err on the side of caution. They've got to make sure that they contain it if it's actually in a clubhouse. And thankfully, in terms of the other tests for his teammates, no one else came back positive, so that's great news. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. So Gerrit Cole and Max Scherzer with the not-so-pitcher's duel in the first game. A 266-day layoff, by the way. That's how long it was in between Game 7 of the World Series, the last time the Nationals were on a field in a game that counted. And I mean, it really counted. And this opening night against the Yankees, 266 days in between games. Nerd alert. But that was it. They didn't even play a full nine innings. So typical. So typical for 2020. What else you got for us, 2020? What else do you want to screw with? Then it was the Dodgers. And they had their own bit of bad news, though not virus-related. But they had known that Clayton Kershaw had sprained, tweaked, a back muscle in the weight room on Tuesday, and they were watching, they were waiting. He was hoping that he could pitch anyway. He didn't. Dustin May got the spot start. Talk about a dream come true. Opening day for the Los Angeles Dodgers, because Clayton Kershaw can't go. But he was great. He gave up one run on seven hits and four strikeouts. He was out there into the fifth inning. Kike Hernandez, the big star, he had four hits, five RBI. Mookie Betts had his first hit and his first run with the Dodgers, and he just raves over and over about their depth and how difficult it is to face this Dodgers lineup, because you think you've survived one hitter and then you have to face another one and another one and another one. And that's kind of the same thing with the Yankees, right? And so there are a lot of people, normally when people make their predictions about a World Series, a Super Bowl, when the season has just begun, I roll my eyes, I scoff, I laugh out loud. Even more so in 2020, when I'm just happy we have two games in the books. Forget 60 per team. I just the predictions blow me away. There could be injuries, sure, but then think about all the various wrinkles that could come along with the virus. And we have just started. Please spare me your World Series predictions. But many people have chosen Dodgers and Yankees for their two teams that they believe will meet in the Fall Classic. Speaking of the playoffs, see, I knew you could do it, baseball. Just under the wire, the owners and the players union agreed to expanded playoffs. They had to get it done before the first pitch. That was the rule. That was the dealio, yo. And they did, because they can. Because it is possible to come to an agreement and compromise and actually decide, yeah, we're going to get this done before a deadline. Who knew? So we'll give you, it's not what they were talking about, actually, before the season started. You may remember going back that they had this idea about how they would expand the playoffs. Well, that's not it. They've changed it. So yet again, 2020, rolling with the punches, peeps. Good Friday morning to you. It's good to have you on board. Just wait. Mike Tyson will make you laugh. Because who doesn't need a laugh on a Friday morning or any morning?
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
This was also one of the song suggestions for one that perfectly captures your emotions as we welcome back the Big Four. And actually, if you want to include the WNBA, the Big Five, because baseball started Thursday and full slate on Friday, including Jacob DeGrom, the two-time Cy Young Award winner. He will be on the mound for the Mets. And so that's the afternoon game. If you're Eastern time, it's a 4 o'clock start. If you are Pacific time, it's a 1 o'clock start. But either way, it's a few hours from now. So the Mets are at Citi Field, and they're hosting the NL East rival Atlanta Braves. And so that's the beginning of what is a full slate on Friday. Saturday, the WNBA tips off its season. They're in Bradenton, Florida. And then we are now inside of a week away from the start of the NBA, actual games that count. So they're scrimmaging now, but they've got their first games coming up next Thursday. And, of course, they've just got these eight seeding games before, boom, they're into the playoffs. The NHL will drop the puck on the Stanley Cup postseason, not this Saturday, but a week from Saturday. So it's all happening. I don't know if you saw the threat from the NFL. It's a veiled threat, just one of those things, that if they do not come to an agreement on these last few items that they're negotiating, meaning the opt-out, the financial details that they have to agree on, that the NFL will shut down training camps and send everybody home. They're just getting them there, starting the intake testing, going through this process that's so laborious and so intensive. And now the NFL is kind of throwing it out there. Hey, either get your rears in gear or we're going to send you all home. And that'll be the end of your training camp. Seriously? Come on. No one believes that. You can't get them into their markets, start testing, and then send them all home and waste all that time, and not to mention the tests. I mean, the process is difficult enough and challenging enough as it is. You can't make them travel back where they came from. Come on, that's just dumb. As much as the NFL likes to throw its weight around and make these kinds of threats, that's just dumb, and nobody should believe it for a second. Now, if I told you that Mike Tyson was coming back to fight again at 54, would you say that's dumb? Nobody's going to believe it. Maybe you would, except it's Tyson himself who made the announcement and tells the story as only Tyson can on TMZ Sports.
At one time, I was 90 pounds overweight. I was doing bad. I was doing cocaine. I was drinking. And I said, Allah, if you could just stop me from being this way, I'll change my whole life. And eventually, I got married. My life started to change, and I started working out. And my brother-in-law said, hey, listen, I know you don't want to fight, but would you fight Bob Sapp? Somebody wants to offer you a lot of money to fight Bob Sapp. And I said, get out of here. I told people I don't fight no more. And then I thought my mind, I said, ding. Hey, I said, ask them what rules they want to fight me under.
Ding.
And I said, will they box me under the Marcus of Queensbury? And he said, yes. And I said, I'll fight him. And if I know Bob Sapp is very big, strong, but if he'd fight me under the boxing rules, I can handle him. And I was saying, yes. And for some reason, it went from Bob Sapp to somebody else, to this guy. Next thing, now I'm in the room. Now, September 12th is Roy Jones. So, I don't know how this happened. I'm just very grateful. I'm not living the life I was living before. And Allah has blessed me to be able to do this. And so it's going to be for various charities. So nobody will ever have to worry about me getting rich or being jealous or saying I'm doing this for money. I'm not getting anything. And I just feel good doing this because I can.
I don't know how this happened. It's just so funny. It's always been hysterical to try to match the voice with the nickname or the ferocity in the ring. Now, we haven't seen that in quite a while. The man is 54 and he has gray hair on his face. Okay, so you can see the video on TMZ Sports if you like. I don't know how this happened. It's just so typical Mike Tyson. From this guy to that guy, and I was 90 pounds overweight, and I was drinking, and I said, Lord, if you will save me, I'll get my life together. Just he doesn't know how to tell a story. He doesn't leave out any detail. There's no shame with that man. He just diarrhea of the mouth. But he is coming back, and he's serious, and we want to know. We've got a poll up on our social media. You guys are blowing it up. Will you buy the Mike Tyson versus Roy Jones Jr. fight that will be on pay-per-view only? In case you're wondering, Tyson is running 4 miles in the morning and then doing wind sprints, and he's serious about this, folks. I mean, this is something he is not taking lightly.
Hey, listen, I don't know. Anybody that knows me, I don't know how to put any pedal. I just know one way of fighting, and that's just what it is. But now I'm doing it with a lot more enthusiasm because I'm doing it for someone else. You know, all my life I thought loving yourself was buying myself a great house, a car, a boat, or having a beautiful girl. And I found out love, real love is just helping people and being kind and considerate. And that's what I want to do. I'm not saying that I'm the greatest guy in the world and I'm kind and all that stuff, but I want to embark on this lifestyle and see if this is where I'm at.
Mike Tyson, as only Mike Tyson can, on TMZ Sports. With enthusiasm, I don't know how this happened. He's just a hoot. See, I told you you'd laugh on a Friday morning. So early on, the results seem to indicate that most of you will bypass the pay-per-view offering of Mike Tyson versus 51-year-old Roy Jones Jr. But right now, there are a quarter of you who say yes, I'll buy it. Others of you are at least considering it, depending on the price. Dave, wild guess. How much are they going to charge for two 50-year-olds with gray hair, where they have any hair left, getting into the ring for their return to fighting?
That is a good question. Mm-hmm. Let's go with...
Let's do an over-under.
Let's go with...
Wait, let me do the over-under first. Ready? The line is 40 bucks. Over, under.
I'm going to go with the over because I was going to say $49.99.
Like it's a sale on the shelves at Walmart. There's no way. I'm sorry. Call me cheap. I prefer frugal. There is absolutely no way. Now, maybe the company will spring for it, but considering that our DirecTV is not working and baseball is back and I had to listen to the last four innings of Dodgers Giants on my phone here in studio, well, something tells me they're not going to spring for it. This is what I heard from the boss. I don't know if the boss is listening. So apparently our TV went out a couple weeks ago. The boss assured me in an email on Thursday that the bill had been paid. A couple hours later, I'm sleeping. Another email comes from the boss. Oh, wait a minute. Only part of the bill was paid. Don't worry. They're going to pay the rest of the bill. Great. Okay. Another email comes up a couple hours later. Well, the bill is paid. Our account is settled. There's something wrong with the antenna on top of the building. Dave, how many months do we go without sports? Just ballpark. Just ballpark it. I don't even need the number of days. Just give me the number of months we went without major team sports.
Four and change.
Somehow over the course of the last 4 months, they couldn't figure out how to fix the antenna on the top of the building?
I don't know.
So here we are, major sports network. I mean, I like to think so. Lots of people listening. The host couldn't actually watch the game. Wait, what were you watching in there? You were... This is how I'm so familiar with what it sounded like on the radio, because I listened to almost all of the Dodgers Giants, but you were watching something on the computer in there. What was that?
I had the actual stream of the game going on the computer, but not by my own doing, actually.
You pilfered it?
No. Well, a coworker just left it open, the person who was here before me. They said, I left the stream open for you.
That's really nice.
I said, thanks. Have a good one.
I suppose I could send another email to the boss. Boss? I can't do a show unless I somehow can watch the games. Maybe I would just go home again. Just working from home, at least I'd have TV. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio. Brad Heller, are you there? Or are you on a tape delay? Are you on a something? Where are you, Brad Heller?
I'm here.
Hola.
Hola.
So what did you think of fake crowd noise? Now, you have covered the Yankees a lot in the past. They generally have a lot of fans in there. And I know this game was in D.C., but what did you think of fake crowd noise?
You know what? It doesn't bother me. You know, the empty seats don't really bother me. I'm just happy there's baseball. You know, all the other stuff on the periphery, it's fine. If you're just watching the game itself, it doesn't look really any different. I mean, obviously, when you zoom out, you see the empty seats. You pay attention on the crowd noise, but just give me sports. I'm fine.
Just be glad you're not back here in studio, because as I mentioned, you wouldn't actually be able to watch the game. So it's probably better that you are where you are.
Yeah, I'm not complaining about that part of it.
Well, it's nice to hear you again. So are you back for reals now, or is this just like a cameo appearance?
I'm back. I'm here. I'm sitting in my bedroom ready to go for the 5:30 Eastern update every morning.
I feel like... that it's a trick, though, because we get used to you and then you disappear again. And then there's someone else that doesn't sound like Brad Heller. And then you're back again and then you're gone again.
I'm very unpredictable.
Oh, OK.
Even I can't tell you.
It's a secret.
It's a secret to me sometimes.
Like everything else in 2020, it's a big fat mystery.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Mookie Betts already likes this lineup that surrounds him. He actually did not lead off for the Dodgers on Thursday night. So Dave Roberts going more with the left-right type of a thing, depending on who is on the pitcher's mound. It was Max Muncy that led off instead, and Mookie Betts was in the two spots. Cody Bellinger right behind him, and as Brad Heller said in his update, all of the regular starters got a hit. And for the Dodgers now, they... we'll have to forge ahead without Clayton Kershaw. They're pitching not as deep as they're hitting, but still to be able to throw Dustin May, this highly touted prospect, onto the mound. He had a couple of days to kind of get adjusted to it, but didn't know for sure until he was out there. Well, until 4 hours before the game started, till the rest of us found out. Pretty impressive what he was able to do. And yet, obviously, you look at that lineup, as Mookie points out, and it's extremely deep, which means that if they do what they are capable of doing, there's always a buffer for the starting pitcher and hopefully the bullpen. Bullpen's been a weak spot for the Dodgers in recent years. And while it wasn't necessary on Thursday evening, that's where they are vulnerable. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Thanks for tuning in. 855-212-4CBS. That's our toll-free line. 855-212-4227. It's sponsored by Geico. Did you know right now Geico offers an extra 15% credit on your car, motorcycle, and RV policies? It's on top of what Geico already saves you. So no need to delay. Seems like a perfect way to celebrate a Friday. Visit geico.com to learn more. The baseball playoffs are expanding, but it's not what they had talked about earlier in 2020. We'll get to that coming up. But Bentley has been waiting in Tennessee. Welcome to After Hours CBS Sports Radio.
Hi.
Hi.
I just kind of wanted to touch on name change for Washington.
Okay.
I am technically a Native American myself, and I'm not offended, and neither is my family really by it. So, I mean,
well, that's kind of, I appreciate that, Bentley, but that's kind of in the past now. I mean, the name is getting changed. I'm glad that it didn't offend you, because I would hate that it would cause you pain or your family. But there's nothing they can do about it now. It's done. That part is already in the past.
Yeah. I also think that it's going to be a little bit over $40 about the Tyson-Jones fight.
Do you think so? You're taking the over? So would you pay any amount of money to watch Tyson at 54 years old?
You're just going to be two old men trying to punch each other and then complain about their back hurting.
It does suck to get old. Not that I know about the 50s, so don't misunderstand me. So you think it's going to be how much? $50? $60?
About between 40 and 50. So.
I mean, this is 2020, for heaven's sakes. People have lost jobs. I don't know how many people are going to pay $50 to watch Tyson and Roy Jones Jr., especially when you pilfer it online these days? Can't you find it somewhere?
Yeah, it'll probably be on the ESPN YouTube channel after, or whatever. It's on, like, boxing or whatever.
Interesting. All right, Bentley. We'll have a great Friday in Tennessee.
You too.
I will have a great Friday. It's Friday. How could it not be great? I shouldn't say that because 2020, I should know better. 855-212-4227 on Twitter, A-Law Radio. Also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Scott says he'd pay $100 right now. Sorry. That's outrageous. I'd pay $100 right now to watch Tyson fight one more time. Take my money, he yells at me. He says the intrigue of watching Tyson alone will spike the PPV buys. I don't know. I could be wrong. Maybe I'm just completely out of touch with what's cool, but I don't know. I feel like if you price it too high, people are going to say, screw it, I'll just get the highlights, quote unquote, if there are actually any highlights, quote unquote. Let's see, Char on Twitter writes in and says, not seeing fans and hearing crowd noise seems so strange. I could do without it. So that was kind of my difficulty in listening on the radio since we don't have our TV service currently, is that I know there are no fans in the stands. And yet if you listen to these highlights, if you didn't know this was a highlight from 2020, you might think it was from last year or the year before. It's fake. I don't like fake. No. Let's be authentic. Let's be real. We're never going to see anything like this again. We're never going to hear anything like this again. I say we embrace it. There's no way to pretend like 2020 isn't happening. There's no way to pretend like baseball is normal in 2020. I mean, and that's partly their fault. So there's no way to act like it's the same as what it's always been. So I say we might as well embrace the experience. Let's see. Here's a tweet about Tyson. Jones versus Tyson shuffleboard. And I'm in. No. No one's buying that either. There was one tweet that I saw earlier that I think is one argument where it might change the minds of some people. I'm going to read it, but the gist of it was, when I find it, here it is, it's Brian. I thought it was good to make, he's referring to the crowd noise. I thought it was good to make it feel like baseball. Sports is supposed to be an escape. It helped just try and enjoy the game as much as possible. If we wanted to remind us of how the rest of 2020 is gone, wait, if we, never mind. He can't type. But essentially, his point is sports is supposed to take us away from 2020. They're supposed to be an escape from everything else that's going on in our world, in our greater society, outside of baseball. So if what we want is an escape and a distraction, well, then having an empty stadium doesn't accomplish that goal. So I understand what he's saying, even though he didn't. I don't really know what he said. But the very end of his tweet, awkward silence wouldn't have allowed the escape. Well, it wouldn't be completely silent. It would be quiet. It would be a little eerie. I will agree with you there. But you could hear Jock Peterson swearing over the TV broadcast, and you can still hear some of the ambient noise, the crack of the bat, you know, the guys communicating. You can still hear the PA announcements and the music. That I don't have any issue with. It's just the fake crowd noise. It felt so contrived. So I guess having watched it in games that actually counted, I decided it took me about three innings, and I decided, nah. But I understand what Brian's saying. We're trying to create an atmosphere where we can get away from our problems for a short time. I just don't think that's possible in 2020, especially if you think about what happened right before the game in D.C. The Nationals lose one of their top players because he tests positive for the virus. How can you possibly ignore that? There's no way to do it. So I guess I've just kind of got to the point where you just have to embrace it. We'll never see anything like this again. Thank God. And so for now, it is what it is, Bill Belichick. And I'm just gonna roll with it. And I'd rather hear and see and feel what these guys are hearing and seeing and feeling than us to have some fake fans. We know the cutouts don't cheer. The dogs aren't barking. It's not happening. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. Nina on Facebook, I can't speak to what pseudo crowd noise sounds like on TV, but the Rangers crowd noise on the radio sounded like real people. Exactly. That's exactly my point. It's not real people. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. I'm sure some of you are yelling at the radio, as in drop it. But it's an opinion debate, and it doesn't matter. What matters is that baseball is back. So the crowd noise, it's peripheral. Some of us like it, some of us don't. But the great thing is that baseball's on the field and we're actually having this debate, as opposed to having a debate about whether or not baseball is going to have an opening day, whether or not we're going to see baseball in any way, shape, or form. I think it's fantastic that we're now debating fake crowd noise. We've graduated to discussing fake crowd noise as opposed to discussing if it's possible to have sports in 2020. So that, my friends, is a win. Hashtag winning. Jim on Facebook, it didn't bother me. I'm just glad baseball is playing. Yeah. Sums it up nicely. Although Albert says it was really weird. My wife, who isn't into watching baseball on TV, even commented on it, asking why. Well, that's a good question. Isn't why the question of the year? It might be. Oh, and here we have someone who wants to call the snitch line. Are you ready, Dave? John on Facebook. I saw the Dodgers high-fiving me, hugging. Is that a good thing? Here's the deal, John, and anyone else who is confused. If you don't have the virus, you can't pass the virus, which means they've all been cleared. They wouldn't be on the field if they hadn't been cleared, if they hadn't passed two negative tests. If they weren't declared virus-free, they wouldn't be out there at all. So, yeah, I think it is a good thing. High-fiving and hugging. And this girl's a hugger, so I hug people now. Is that maybe a terrible American? I do. I hug my friends when I see them now. And if that's too risky and you guys think that I should be quarantined for hugging my friends, well, so be it. But I can't help it. I was not created to not have hugs for the rest of my life. It would be impossible. I would be a shadow of my former self. I would be a terrible radio host. I mean, it was difficult for 4 months. Actually, it was 3 months. I went three whole months without hugging anyone at all. And then a friend and I, we got together for dinner on her patio. And I said to her, can I hug you? I asked her first. This was in June, I guess. I asked her first, and it might have been the best hug of my entire life. That's how great it was to finally have a hug after 3 months. Do you need a hug? Mike Tyson would like to hug you. He is all about kindness and compassion and enthusiasm. I don't know how this happened. So take our poll on Twitter, A-Law Radio, or on Facebook. Will you pay, I don't know how much it's going to be. Let's just say it's $40. Let's just say it's $49.99. Will you pay to see Mike Tyson at 54 years old with the gray hair on his face? Also, did you see what Seattle is naming its new NHL team? The Kraken. I do believe that's a liquor. I could be wrong, but I think it's an alcohol. But also, isn't that the name of the Leviathan in Pirates of the Caribbean? That's how I know the Kraken. I think that's pretty cool. I mean, it's going to take some getting used to, and it's going to be the butt of all the jokes on the playground. Poor Kraken. How did your parents name you? Like, how did your parents not know that you were going to get bullied and made fun of? But eventually, that Leviathan will come back to bite you in the rear. Seattle Kraken. Have a great weekend. Talk to you on Sunday night. Enjoy the baseball. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Boom!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.